This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, November 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. New 1-3-D regulations. CAFO activists undeterred. UFW battles Trump. And Burgum gets interior. DPR drafts 1-3-D regulations. After an outcry from environmentalists, the Department of Pesticide Regulation has drafted new regulations aimed at protecting farm workers from potential exposure to 1,3-D. DPR warns exposure to the fumigant is associated with the risk of developing cancer. Remember, when DPR issued regulations in 2022 for protecting bystanders, environmental justice advocates claim the department ignored the advice of Cal EPA's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment. Yesterday, DPR stressed it developed the new proposal, quote, jointly and mutually with OEHHA. As with previous regulations, the proposal requires the use of impermeable tarps when injecting 1,3-D into the soil, or a combination of buffer zones and other methods to minimize concentrations in the air. DPR is taking public comments and will host three listening sessions in January. Now keep in mind, DPR staff will present the findings to an advisory committee this morning. The committee's typically sedate and technical meetings took a political turn last month when several environmental advocates phoned in to press the timid researchers on why DPR wasn't protecting farm workers from 1,3-D. And on that note, DPR has initiated another evaluation of paraquat that, after Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law, once again examined the long-studied herbicide. Animal rights activists mourn demise of CAFO ban. Direct Action Everywhere is mourning the livestock that weren't saved. The Berkeley-based animal rights group is still reeling from a harsh defeat last week when 85% of Sonoma County voters shot down its proposed ban on dairy and poultry operations. Last weekend, the activists held a day of dedication with a protest in the meat aisle of a county grocery store that locally sources chicken products. They also demonstrated outside a Purdue processing plant in Petaluma. Advocate Cassie King says she has protested there many times over the years, surrounded by the odor of blood and feces. She vowed to, quote, return here many times more. King's coalition is regrouping after the defeat to determine where to push a ban next. Remember, even after one activist glued her hand to a table, the group was still unable to convince Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, then Ag Chair, to consider a bill banning CAFOs. UFW rallies against Trump. The threat is new, but the La Casa has not changed. That, according to United Farm Workers, the advocacy group is amassing its troops to battle the incoming Trump administration. UFW is warning the president-elect will, quote, roll out the largest deportation operation in history, separating farm workers from their children. It told its members yesterday that children will go to school with directions on what to do if mom and dad don't come home. UFW fears it will lose, quote, hard-won pesticide and other safety regulations, heat standards, and H2A protections, and more. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. California avocado growers expressed concern over USDA decision to import from Guatemala. based on findings from a pest risk analysis. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is now authorizing the import of Hass avocados coming from Guatemala. The California Avocado Commission decided to send their own pest scout to Guatemala in early October after they requested a survey conducted by USDA personnel. A statement from the CAC expressed frustration over the decision, specifically after a meeting between the commission and USDA officials. The agency allegedly told the commission they wanted too long to send a scout since the proposed decision was announced in 2022. During their public comment in May, the CAC requested APHIS conduct an updated pest survey prior to the risk management document's release, in addition to opposing the proposed self-regulation model. According to the statement, the CAC decided to send a pest scout due to their disappointment after the agency announced they will no longer conduct in-person inspections of Mexico-grown avocados. We assured USDA the commission will continue to oppose this decision and get louder until USDA demonstrates they are fulfilling their responsibility to protect domestic growers from the introduction of invasive pests, the commission wrote. Suzanne Bond, USDA APHIS Assistant Director of Public Affairs, wrote to AgriPulse that, quote, APHIS made this decision after careful analysis and thorough research, concluding that any plant pest risk can be avoided through a systems approach and only allowing the import of commercial fruit. She added that APHIS is requiring a phytosanitary certificate for all consignments, which are also subject to U.S. Customs and Border Protection inspection. North Dakota governor is Trump's pick for Interior. President-elect Donald Trump announced last night that North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum will be nominated as Interior Secretary. Farm groups will be counting on the administration to roll back a series of regulations at Interior. You can read more at AgriPulse.com. Trump's nomination of RFK Jr. to HHS gets mixed reviews. Trump's decision to nominate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services is garnering decidedly mixed reactions, to say the least. Kennedy has been fiercely critical of the U.S. food system and has even proposed to fire all nutrition scientists at the FDA, which he will now be overseeing. He's also had harsh words for pesticides, food additives, seed oils, and ultra-processed foods. In a statement on X, Kennedy said he was looking forward to working at HHS, quote, to free the agencies from the smothering cloud of corporate capture so they can pursue their mission to make Americans once again the healthiest people on earth. Can he be confirmed? RFK might lose some GOP votes, but he also could pick up a few Democrats. Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis praised the pick on a post on X. Incoming Senator GOP leader John Thune was noncommittal on Kennedy yesterday, according to Fox News. Honestly, the entire nomination process is just getting started, so let's give it a chance to see what happens. And these names, none of them have been formally submitted yet. So there's going to be a vetting process. That's when we do our job under advice and consent to make sure that we process them in a fair and even-handed way, Thune said. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, a physician and incoming chair of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, said Kennedy has, quote, championed issues like healthy foods and the need for greater transparency in our public health infrastructure. Cassidy wrote in a post on X that he looks forward to learning more about Kennedy's policy positions and how they could support a conservative agenda. What they're saying, well, groups like the Center for Science and the Public Interest and the Environmental Working Group padding the nomination. Ken Cook, president and co-founder of EWG, called the RFK pick, quote, the latest revenge prank nomination to emerge from the patio of Mar-a-Lago. CSPI President Peter Lurie said, quote, nominating an ex-vaxxer like Kennedy to HHS is like putting a flat earther at the head of NASA. Sarah Gallo, Senior Vice President of Federal Affairs at the Consumer Brands Association, said the industry group is, quote, prepared to work with the confirmed appointee and qualified experts within HHS to support public health, build consumer trust, and promote consumer choice. But Gallo also said that the federal regulatory agencies and HHS operate under a science and risk-based mandate, and it is critical that framework remains under the new administration. Here's today's final word. We are determined to be leaders in the dairy and farming effort to reach greenhouse gas neutrality. That Patrick Robinson, who oversees environmental and sustainability policies at the Hillmar Cheese Company. The California Energy Commission this week awarded the company an $8 million clean energy grant to decarbonize its production process. CECE staff estimate could inspire more than 100 other dairies to make similar investments. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, November 15th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.